What's on the horizon for financial markets? At PGIM, it's a question that over 1,400 investment professionals relentlessly research in pursuit of your long-term goals. Specialized across asset classes, but united in collaboration, our teams provide global and local expertise. Our investments shape tomorrow, today. Pursue your tomorrow with PGIM, a leading global asset manager.
Jim Cramer here to share with you a sample of my take on the market from today's CNBC Investing Club morning meeting.
We're seeing a new life in some of these stocks that just haven't been great performers the last couple of years. You had an upgrade of Estee Lauder today.
Well, how about that? Let's talk about that. That is Fabrizio Freda pivoting once again. He pivoted from department stores in America to China and to travel, duty-free. Now he's pivoting back to the U.S. with amazingly, the Amazon store, but also dumping inventory. TJX.
Yeah, the excess inventories in TJX. I don't think that's. I don't know if you want to be an off-price as a strategic.
Well, that I'm not happy about.
But in terms of just getting rid of the inventory, but I think the Amazon news is really important.
Yes, it is.
There's been other companies in the space that have had a lot of success on Amazon. L'Oreal is one of them. So I think it's important, and this again is yesterday, that they announced a Clinique brand launching the U.S.
Men and
Amazon
women.
Premium
men
store.
And women. You typically don't, the department store, go to the men don't go where they're spraying people in the face. But this is unique. How about that? And for basically, remember, the earnings were just smashed here. I mean, they obliterated the numbers.
Yeah, so it went from 7 and change in fiscal year 22 to $2.22 estimated in fiscal year 24.
It's like a steel company.
It's horrible. I mean, well, part of that reason, they did overship, right? So they overearned a couple years ago. And then obviously that inventory hasn't been moved in China and travel retail. Finally, they're getting closer to the normalized levels. That was the inflection point call.
That may have been the worst. That may have been the worst company to retail I've ever seen, but a lot of that is China.
Yeah.
A lot of that was a trade they did with Korea, where Chinese people went to Korea and then brought it back and then sold it. That whole game is
Well,
over.
That's why he has to do better in the U.S., and hopefully this Amazon is the beginning of that.
And they'll still sell in Tmall.
Yeah.
But China's not wealthy. They pulled in their horns. That's what we're seeing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Join the CNBC Investing Club with Jim Cramer to catch my member-exclusive morning meetings every day at 10:20 a.m. Visit cnbc.com/morningtake to become a member today. That's one word, morning take.
All opinions expressed by Jim Cramer on this podcast and in connection with the CNBC Investing Club are solely Cramer's opinions and do not reflect the opinions of CNBC, NBC Universal, or their parent company or affiliates, and may have been previously disseminated by Cramer on television, radio, internet, or another medium. No specific outcome or profit is guaranteed in connection with your reliance upon or other use of the content from Cramer. The opinions offered in connection with this podcast and the CNBC Investing Club are not an attempt to induce any particular trading behavior, investment, or strategy. You should be aware of the risk of loss in following any strategy or investment discussed in the content from Cramer. To view the full CNBC Investing Club disclaimer, please visit cnbc.com/investing club disclaimer.
You seek the key, but first, you must learn the ways of precision, craft, and performance with Acura's all-electric ZDX. With a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system up to a 313-mile range, and a Type S variant with an estimated 500 horsepower, the ZDX is their most powerful SUV yet. Unlock the energy when you visit Acura.com to order yours today.